fires. However, our discoveries mean that the sites will now receive greater formal protection. For example, we've just learned that the area will be placed on the National Register of Historic Places. This is wonderful news. It's vital that we conserve these sites, because several of them are on the verge of destruction. They're under attack not only from erosion, but also from looters. These thieves steal what they see as antiques in order to sell them. Without protection, this practice will sadly continue. To help with our research, we aim to fully excavate the sites. And we really need to do that as a matter of some urgency. When we do, we will remove any artifacts we manage to uncover and put them into safe storage.
Track 5.
Over the past few years, we've been involved in conducting research on an area of the USA known as Lake Coeur d'Alene. Now, long ago, our ancestors came to these shores from Europe. They were the pioneers of the colonial era and felt they had discovered the charms of this lake. But, in fact, if we go back many thousands of years, we find that ancient civilizations dwelt along the shores of the lake, fishing in its blue depths and digging for potatoes near the shore. And I've been working with a group of archaeologists gathering evidence of those prehistoric lakeside dwellers. In some areas, we've found remnants of ancient villages buried beneath deep layers of sediment. Other areas have yielded only small flecks of charcoal from prehistoric fires.